Chapter 12. Hope is coming. Just hold on. The bright noon sun beat down with a welcome warmth that greeted Lucy as she left the house that day. For a moment, she felt a smile slowly come to her face, replacing those persistent thoughts of her horrid past. The abuse, the rape, the rage. She almost felt human. As she soaked up the sun's warmth, she looked up and squinted through her sunglasses as if searching for something in the sun's rays. How she knew she needed something, anything, to give her empty life of her some meaning. She was married now and thought somehow that would help. Even though this man was not abusive like the others in her life, he brought with him a new form of abuse, abandonment. Here in the midst of her marriage, she had never been more alone. So added to her guilt, her shame, her anger, now came extreme loneliness. This day seemed different somehow. But how? She didn't know. It was just a feeling. She headed on over to the car and drove off to the doctor's appointment to see what might be the cause of her persistent lack of energy and nausea. After the normal long wait to actually see the doctor, her answer was quick in coming. The doctor entered the room. Looking at Lucy, sitting there lost in her self-pity, he said, "Young lady, cheer up. You have a reason to smile." He proceeded to tell her she was pregnant. Lucy looked up and almost started to cry. For instead of happiness that she should have felt, fear gripped her already shattered heart. The doctor brushed it off as hormones and sent her on her way. Fear continually followed her throughout her pregnancy. She had a husband, but for all practical purposes, he might as well have not been there. Worst of all was the constant thought that she would repeat her parents' behavior with his child. She already hated herself because of the way she had been treated. She could never live with herself if she ever brought the same pain she felt as a child to her own children. Fateful day finally arrived, and there she was, looking down upon the newborn baby in her arms. Like the rays of sunshine which gave her warmth those many months before, inner warmth welled up in her as she had never felt before. In that very moment, a small flame of hope sprung forth within her. It had lived there all this time, deep inside, hidden by all the garbage in her life. Now, as it began to burn, the fear she had fought all those months melted away. She somehow knew she could never show this baby anything but love. The cycle would be broken. It would end with her. She was committed to making this life's child a blessing. That commitment, though, would soon be tested. This baby's physical limitations became abundantly apparent, for he was born with cerebral palsy. She learned very quickly that just as in the rest of her marriage, his problems were hers to deal with alone. Lucy never wavered, though. She truly was a blessing to this boy. In time, she came to realize, though, that it was really him who was a blessing to her. She found in him a reason for living, a reason to go on. She finally had a purpose to her life, someone who really needed and wanted her just for her. Lucy went on to have 3 more children, and yes, more sad and broken marriages. Life still dealt her many rotten hands. But a change had taken place that moment she looked into that innocent baby's face. God had begun to work in Lucy's life. He was drawing her forward and upward. He was beginning to bring a light where only darkness had been before. And he kept on whispering, "Hope is coming, little girl. Hope is coming, my beautiful daughter. Don't lose hope. Just hold on." And so she did. Through sadness, shame, and sorrow, and no hope of a better tomorrow, darkness ruled here where despair had grown. This and only this was all she'd ever known. She never thought or expected more. She had been told this is what life has in store. Don't even dream of gladness or bliss. Anything of value, you're going to miss. You have been treated like you deserve. And just accept this. You have not the nerve to be other than who you are. And here's another fact. Just like your parents, you're going to act. You'll hurt the ones who trust in you. Don't think you won't. It's what you'll do. Your heart cries out, "No, I just can't. I won't be like them. No, I shan't." Then one day your test begins. Will you repeat their evil sins? You carry a child there inside, and from your past, you'll never hide. But as you look upon his face, you feel his love as you embrace. A change has come inside of you. Where has it been? It seemed brand new. No, it's been there. waiting for a spark to bring in light where it once was dark. You gaze into those waiting eyes. You've been set free from all those lies. He'll never feel the pain you felt. You feel your rager and anger melt. In its place, true love has grown. It's the kind of love you wish you'd known. But that was then, and this is now. The grip on you is broken somehow. You'll bless this child, and in his own way, God will use him to bless you every day.